and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 10.
I don't know why, but I feel like you're a real one if you've made it to 10. So, like, thank you if you've made it to 10 episodes. I mean, that's what, 10? Is that 10 weeks of listening? Holy shit, it is. Well, thank you so much if you have made it to episode 10, because that is 10 weeks of listening to me. Obviously, that's not consecutively, but you know what I mean. Thank you for making it this far with me. I really appreciate it. And quite honestly, it's fun. I enjoy it. I was a little apprehensive to start this by myself, but I'm enjoying it. And I hope you are too. And especially if you made it to 10 weeks. I mean, thank you so much. But I'm also going to say happy birthday to you September 7th babies. And I'm sure y'all know what that means. I'm going to be reading the September 7th baby birthdays. So here we go. Those born on this day are tenacious individuals whose actions are primarily motivated by a desire to push the bounds of human knowledge and endeavor forward. This is not to say they do not welcome the acclaim or financial rewards that their actions may reap. To the contrary, but rather that their questing natures and intellectual dynamicism are more compelling factors in their behavior than is mere personal ambition. And should they find themselves masters of their fields, which is often very likely given their independent drive and strength of purpose, they will rarely bask in the glory that others reflect on them, but harness the support thereby garnered toward the attainment of their aims. For, as well as blessed with the highly developed qualities of perspicacity and resourcefulness, an innately pragmatic approach equips them as naturally gifted leaders. September 7th people gravitate toward any profession, and their multifaceted skills equip them admirably for many, where they can achieve tangible results and exert their progressive influence over others. Since they also demand complete autonomy, in many respectives, they are particularly well suited to those academic, artistic, literary, or musical careers where they can work relatively unhindered. Although they demand the same level of freedom within their personal relationships, they may paradoxically seek to control their nearest and dearest, a predilection that may arouse the resentment of their loved ones, especially if they are parents within their children. Virtues: energetic, determined, ambitious. Vices: hypersensitive, impatient, and controlling. So again, happy birthday, you September 7th babies. And I hope that sounds like you, or it sounds like somebody, of course, that you know. But let me know, as always, and we are going on to stories.
This comes from BoeTRGETSUXPNIZ on Reddit.
I heard my friend's dad come home after his funeral was over. At the time, I wasn't close enough with my friend's family to attend the funeral comfortably, but I stayed at their house to wait for them to get back. That way we could hang out and I could be there to support them. My friend left their house around 6 p.m. with their other two family members, leaving me at their home completely alone. Fast forward, and it's getting late, around 10 p.m. So I'm basically expecting my friend to be back at any second. My friend's dad was a construction worker and always wore steel-toed boots that were loud as they walked around the one-story house with wood floors. But my friend also wears steel-toed boots as they have the profession that requires them as well. Important fact, Their dad's room was directly across the hall from theirs, meaning you always heard their parents walking down the hall and going out of the room. 10:15 rolls around. I hear work boots walking down the hall. I get excited because I was extremely bored waiting for my friend, and I knew it was them finally home. But then, the sound of the boots entered the parents' room across the hall, and I heard the door shut, loud and clear. I wait in confusion, thinking maybe my friend was just doing something personal. 10 minutes go by, and they still haven't come out of the parents' room. I then decided to walk out of my friend's room to find that the entire house, including the parents' room, is dark. No sign of anyone being home. Complete darkness and silence. At this point, I'm even more confused. I decided to text my friend and ask, "What's taking so long for you to come back to your room? Is everything okay?" Thinking maybe they didn't turn the light on for some reason in their parents' room. They responded that the funeral just ended and they're finishing cleaning up to leave. Nobody was even home yet. I'll never forget this moment for probably the rest of my life. Well, that is certainly creepy. I know how loud those boots are, and I don't know what I would do if I heard them walk into a room and then never come out. Granted, this person just thought it was their friend, but I probably would have gone and like knocked on the door or something. I don't really know. That's pretty creepy. Anyhow, on to story two.
This comes from Griff Skry on Reddit.
Something that terrified me happened today. I had just gotten home from work, and I was sitting in my room playing video games. No one else was home with me. I left my door half open as per usual. And out of nowhere, I briefly hear faint footsteps outside, which caught my attention. As I turned over, I could nearly make out a faint outline of a hand reaching for my doorknob. Then, my door slams shut. And it was shut with a lot of force. I completely froze in my room, not knowing what to do. Keep in mind, it is a 95 degree day here in Denver, so all of our windows were closed and the AC was running. I do have a fan that's on a low setting, but I always leave it on and it has never closed my door, much less slammed it shut out of nowhere. This was part of the series of escalating experiences over the past week. I have heard things slam into the ground in my basement. We checked and nothing had fallen. Scratching, knocking on my bedroom door, footsteps, and just an overall bad vibe in the house. Even my mom, who never talks about ghosts or spirits, told me she heard heavy footsteps upstairs and also heard my door close when I was out at work today. Ever since we moved into this house in 2010, a lot of people have experienced unexplained phenomena. My sister has said she has experienced many loud noises late at night in her room, now mine, and even claims to have seen a spirit in her closet. Multiple friends of mine have claimed to see a man in pink running through the house on separate occasions, knocking on windows. And I have heard my entire name called out to me, but this was over a much larger timeline and have never felt malicious. It has seriously ramped up this past week. Honestly, one of the scariest experiences of my life. I'm still a little shaken up and need to get out of there. I get bad vibes from the room next to me, I always feel someone is standing in the doorway watching me at night.
Well, both of these stories have footsteps in them today. I swear I did not plan that. But, yeah, that sounds like your typical haunted house. But except for the man in pink. If anybody has an explanation for that, I would really like to know what that is. And if you have seen a man running in pink, because that's a new one for me. But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.